The college experience, Hubert Davis to North Carolina and Porter Moser to Oklahoma. College basketball coaching carousel episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a $2,000 season-long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download the app today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Look, Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from the SGPN crew. It's basically like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the whole tournament from the likes of John Robstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize pool over at PicksWise.com. And last but not least, we're brought to you by Sports Gambling Podcast Masters Style. Yes, golf, right? We're giving away $500 in our Masters DFS contest that is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the college experience. Hubert Davis to North Carolina, Porter Moser to Oklahoma podcast. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined. I had to bring in the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick and the place to be.
What's up, man? National Championship Monday.
I mean, big news. This is me 30 minutes ago.
Well, I don't get the rain man cold, but
that's me channeling my Lou Holtz. As we saw that all this news on the coaching front from, well, we can first start off with Porter Moser, but Hubert Davis, now North Carolina's head coach, Porter Moser, Oklahoma's head coach. But let's just start off chronologically here. Porter Moser, another great run at Loyola, Sweet 16. That's two Sweet 16s in the past three seasons of basketball for Loyola, including a Final Four run. And he leaves Loyola. They gave him a great offer with free Cubs tickets. Might have been worth it right there.
Not the way the Cubs have been playing the last couple of years. This is like 2016, maybe.
But now the Sooners got their man. There was rumblings they were going to go with Eduardo Nájera. There was rumblings that other coaches could be in the mix, but they get Porter Moser. What do you rate that higher? I think that's an A across the board, right?
Yeah, I think so. Slam dunk higher. You know, obviously Porter Moser was last couple of years. Any like, you know, big opening, you would hear his name, you know, be brought about. It sounded like he wanted to stay at Loyola Chicago. There was rumors that Loyola might join the Big East. And if so, then he's in his Power Five. And then that would also probably mean a lot more money for the whole university, the athletic department, the basketball program himself. But, you know, I was kind of expecting him to hold out for a bigger job. Now, Oklahoma's a good job. Very good job, probably a top 20, top 25 job. But I think he could have nabbed like a top 10 job potentially.
Yeah, I mean, I was a bit shocked because I knew he had turned down St. John's. He turned down UNLV. I think he turned down Wake Forest. And then there was rumblings with the you know, that Indiana and Marquette, I guess, but I don't know. I mean, I know Porter Moser had spent some time in the Midwest. I think he coached in, I want to say like Nebraska. Was it, I got to pull it up right now. Just to double check.
Well, Chicago's in the Midwest. So
that's true. I mean, but yeah, he spent some time. He played at Creighton first off from 86 to 90. Then he coached there for 2 years. After that, he coached at A&M as well as an assistant for 4 years, or actually 6 years or 7 years. So he's really familiar with that area, Arkansas, Little Rock as well. Okay. So makes a lot of sense there. A hire though, I think that's that one kind of surprised me. I think that if you had to grade the hires, I like Shaka Smart going to Marquette. Sure. I liked, Woodson going to Indiana, but I think this is the best hire thus far.
Yeah, agreed. You know, he's a hell of a coach, man. And you know, that program's, you know, in a good place right now, and he should only just need to take it to even greater heights.
And I saw that he brought along assistant coach KT Turner, former Shaka Smart assistant at Texas. KT Turner knows that area really well. He was also at SMU. So I imagine he'll bring in some big time recruits. Smart assistant hire, guy who's been in the business 15 years, KT Turner.
And Texas has recruited very well lately. I would imagine he's probably a large part of that. So that hire makes a lot of sense.
And then what we got, Loyola then turns to former player Drew Valentine. Moser assistant, but his brother was Denzel Valentine from Michigan State. I like that hire because he's been an assistant. He's familiar with the program. Now, who knows if Williamson and Crutwig come back? I actually saw Crutwig tweet something, so I'm under the impression that he's not going to come back. But because he kind of tweeted a departure, but
right. Well, that's all the more reason why it probably made sense for Moser to leave now. If they do lose a lot of seniors next year, might be kind of rebuilding. So the iron's hot, so you might as well strike.
Yeah, and so what do you think of that hire though? Valentine has been serving as the team's defensive coordinator for the past few years, and obviously they had the top defense in the country.
Right. I mean, like, we don't know Valentine very well. It makes sense that usually with these mid majors, when the coach leaves, usually they just bring up one of the assistants who is familiar with the program, familiar with the school, familiar with everything that goes the local recruiting, et cetera, et cetera. So it makes sense on paper. I imagine he'll do fine. But you know, we'd be lying if we told you we were experts on how good of a coach Valentine is.
Yeah. I still think though on paper, give me that. I think that's a B plus, maybe even an A.
I'll go B. You can't say A cause we don't know the guy. I mean, you know, look, obviously he should be credited with some of the success that Loyola's had the last few years, but a lot of that, you know, falls on the head coach, and it's always a jump going from second fiddle to, you know, to top boss. So we'll see how Valentine does, but I think his familiarity with the program should help him a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, now let's jump ship over to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I was a bit surprised by this because people had talked about this. I think yourself included, that Hubert Davis makes sense. The hire makes sense. Hubert Davis, former Tar Heel player under Dean Smith. I'm sure they like to keep it in family there, but also former NBA players spent a good amount of time in the NBA. I believe Knicks and Raptors are the two teams that really stand out for me. But yeah, the guy had a 12-year NBA career. So Hubert Davis, current assistant to Roy Williams, or I guess current head coach now, but was an assistant this past season for Roy Williams. What do you think, man? What do you think of that hire? Are you shocked? Do you think I honestly thought Nate Oates or Brad Stevens was going to be that guy.
I heard early this morning, local radio, cause I am, you know, in North Carolina, UNC Chapel Hill is a mere 20 minutes from my house. So I did hear on local sports radio this morning that UNC did not even interview anybody outside of the greater UNC family.
Wow.
Surprising. I thought for sure that like Nate Oates or Scott Drew, I mean, obviously they couldn't interview Scott Drew now, but you know, there was no rush in making this, or maybe some of those NBA coaches, Billy Donovan or Brad Stevens. Apparently they only interviewed UNC guys. So that list was Hubert Davis, Wes Miller, the other assistant coach now, Steve Robinson, Jerry Stackhouse. It sounds like it came down to those four. And if that was in fact the case, then I'm not surprised that Hubert Davis got the gig. I was surprised that he's been there for almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
That's how fast time flies. When we were talking about this on the reaction pod to Williams retiring, I said he's been there for like 4 or 5 years. Sure enough, he quit ESPN, I guess, 10 years ago. I mean, look, he's highly thought of in the industry. He's certainly a UNC guy, and I guess he's been groomed for this job. My only issue is that he's never been head coach before, and actually, he's never been any kind of coach anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So his coaching resume leaves a lot to be desired. He seems like he certainly has the personality to do a good job, but you can't say it's a slam dunk hire.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm only going to give it like a C plus just because there's too many unknowns.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll give it a B minus because I think just he still was a part of the program. So it should just carry on.
Yeah. I mean, I just said, with like the mid majors, usually they bring up an assistant like Loyola just did. Well, UNC just did the same thing. I think it's a little bit different when you're talking, blue blood top four job in the country. That was a little surprising.
Yeah.
And as a Duke fan, I don't mind the hire because I have some question marks. Not saying Hubert Davis is going to be a bad coach. I don't know that whatsoever. He may go on to do great things. I'm just saying his coaching resume is a little lacking right now.
Yeah, I agree. So let's talk this though. I mean, North Carolina does that. I'm shocked they didn't even interview Nate Oates because I thought that made a lot of sense. Elsewhere, Ryan Odom, UMBC. He leaves for Utah State. I think it's a great hire. Utah State lost their head coach to Utah maybe a week ago. So now they've replaced the football and basketball coach within the past year. So what do you think of Ryan Odom, son of Dave Odom, former Wake Forest head coach, replacing Craig Smith, who's now at Utah? We can grade both hires, actually. Let's grade both hires here. Let's grade Craig Smith for Utah and Ryan Odom for Utah State.
Well, Craig Smith to Utah, that's a really good hire. I mean, you've seen what he's done with the Utah State Aggie program the last several years. I'm not sure how long he's been there, but that made a lot of sense. We were a little surprised when Krestowiak was fired at Utah. I realized he had a couple down years. So I guess they were looking, for a change of pace. Just already being in Utah, already, knowing some of the hurdles you jump through at a Mormon university.
That's an A hire, right? A
yeah,
for Craig
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah. I give it an A. I think it was a slam dunk hire. I think it was a no brainer for the Utah Utes.
Yeah, I love that hire. Now Ryan Odom, who I'm a fan of, man, that UMBC run when they were the 16 seed, they beat Virginia, the one seed. He was the coach of that Retrievers team for UMBC. Now he comes it's interesting from a geographical point of view because I don't think he's very familiar with Utah, but. I mean, I like the guy as an X's and O's coach.
Yeah. And I think geography is not as important as it once was. I mean, I think recruiting with just the country and the world getting smaller every year, recruiting is not as regional as it once was. He should be able to pull players from pretty much anywhere in America. There's some concern he was always an East Coast guy, a mid-Atlantic type guy. And, at least culturally, it's certainly different in the state of Utah. So, we had kind of mentioned Odom for maybe some other gigs more on the East Coast. So we knew that he was primed, for a bigger job. But I was a little surprised that Utah State, pulled the trigger on him and, brought him all the way out from the East Coast. But I think he'll do a good job there. I think his track record at UMBC speaks for itself. So I think it's a good hire. I'll say a B or a B minus.
I'm going to go B. Look, he was at UMBC for 5 seasons. They never had a losing season, That includes within the conference and also outside of the conference. He did go 16-17 in 2019 as a whole, but in the conference he was 500 or better every year.
And obviously that year after they beat UVA, they lost a lot of people. So, you know, the mid majors don't rebuild as quickly as some major programs. So that, you know, might explain it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So there we are. We're B hire for Odom, A for Craig Smith. I'm going to give Hubert Davis a B, just the familiarity, but I agree that they,
You're an easy grader, C plus.
You're a Duke fan. You're just trying to bash the Tar Heels when you get the opportunity to. Moser A, Valentine B, and I think that's everyone, right? Is that everyone?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any thoughts on the game tonight, real quick?
Gonzaga -4. The money's coming in on Baylor. I'm all over the Zags. I mean, there's something magical about them.
It's going down. It's down to 4 now, huh?
Down to 4.
I did not know that. I like Gonzaga even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to enjoy this game. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to, you know, burn the midnight oil here on the East Coast. But it should be a great game. But I do think Gonzaga, I think, you know, after that big win against UCLA here, you know, they're a team of destiny and they're going to help me win my pool. Go Gonzaga.
That's a barking dog, not for the underdog, but for the Bulldogs of Gonzaga. All right. And I got a feeling Mark Few, when he comes back to Spokane, is going to be feeling like this.
The best looking man, the best dressed man, long limousines, jet airplanes, custom made clothes, and any woman in the world I want. Just like that.
Yes. Dude,
Ric Flair and Mark Few could not be polar opposites.
Doesn't matter.
They are polar opposites.
Everyone feels like that at times. I don't care how conservative you are. Look, I don't care. You're going to have moments where you feel like Ric Flair right there. If he wins the national championship, first national championship ever at Gonzaga, I believe. And he comes back home with some hardware, he's going to be channeling a little bit of Ric Flair. Even if he doesn't say it into the microphone within himself, he will have that at least to his wife or something. He'll be like, I'm the best looking man. You know what I mean? And he's going to be going one by one.
Hey, if he helps me win a few $100 tonight with Gonzaga winning, I'm going to feel the same way.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm on the Zags here. I want a mid major to grab a championship here. I like Baylor though, but look, there's always next year.
Better luck next year.
All right. What are you MVP? What do you think?
For the whole tournament, it's if Gonzaga wins, it's Suggs, either right? Suggs or Timmy. After that game winner here, it's probably Suggs, isn't it?
What if Baylor wins? Mitchell?
That's tough because each person's had games where they've been better between Butler and Mitchell. Teague's probably off third. I think it's either Mitchell or Butler. And if Baylor wins, it's probably the one who has a bigger game tonight.
Yeah. I think though, gun to my head, if Baylor wins, give me Mitchell as that answer. Okay.
All right, there you have it.
All right, guys. If you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game for the past 4 years. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, who's right here in studio or on the phone, whatever the fuck you want to say. So make sure you subscribe. We talk college football and college basketball year round. We're at picking every game. We're over 500 each season. So yes, as a collective, but also independently, we're all over 500. We're also way over 500 on our locks. Make sure you subscribe to the College Experience because come on, this is a free source of income now. 1 year you could say, okay, these idiots got lucky. Now, 4 years in, you just got to accept that we know a thing or two about something, and then the rest we probably don't know shit. But for football and basketball, college football, college basketball, we got you covered. Make sure you subscribe, tell a friend. And look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. We'd certainly appreciate it. If you do, take a screenshot of your review, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt, brand new t-shirt. Your chances of getting asked go up 95% based on listening to our bets. So winning cash and then having new clothes, always a great result in getting ass. So do that. At the Colby D, give me a follow. NC Knicks at NC underscore NICK. Patty C's at Patty C831. Follow all of us. Also check out the Sports Gambling Podcast at DSGP Network. And make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. A lot of fun over there. You want to know everything about anything, you know, could be fucking field hockey. All right. We're going to have you covered over there in the Slack channel. So check it out. Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. All right, guys, this is the College Experience. Hubert Davis to North Carolina and coaching carousel episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.